At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Today's segment is called Secondhand Secrets. We love to shop the secondhand and consignment stores. And if you know what to look for, you can walk away with some fantastic deals. Leslie, you know, when you're buying secondhand, make sure you're giving the item a thorough check.
Absolutely.
All these items were purchased at the Clothes Mentor on Henderson Road. Now, I know they have several stores around the community, but that happens to be the one I like to go to because it's close to Arlington and Dublin, which means they got really good stuff. There are also lots of other consignment stores around the city. I think a bunch of them are on Grandview Avenue.
Yeah, there are a lot
in
Grandview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're like on Fifth Avenue, so it's kind of like consignment row. Like, for instance, I found a pair of Tory Burch designer sunglasses recently. Well, I've lost them, though.
Kelly's the queen of losing sunglasses.
Yeah, I lost two pair of sunglasses in 1 week in the same place. That's really bad. But at least I got them for
a
good deal.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, you like them. Oh, good. Okay, well, let me tell you what I found when looking for sunglasses. Okay, I checked the case first to see if it was worn or scratched or anything like that, had any dirt on it. This case was great. The pair actually had an instruction sheet that was folded up in a little plastic thing, never had even been opened. So obviously they didn't read the instructions on how to clean them. So I was hoping that they were clean. Then I checked the dust cover, you know, those little things that they slide sunglasses into. I checked them for oil marks, you know, like we have oil on our skin and stuff. And I also checked the lenses to make sure like they weren't scratched, and they weren't. I mean, they were perfectly fine. Then I checked the edges of the glasses to make sure they weren't scratched. They seemed to be fine as well. Last thing I did is I checked the nose piece and the ear pieces because we do perspire a little bit, and those can, like, change color. I know that sounds really gross, but it was cool. So I went online, and I found out that these sunglasses would have retailed at, like, the Sunglass Hut, I think it's called, something like that, for about $295.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, guess what I paid?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, guess.
$100.
No, less.
Are you kidding?
$60.
That's fantastic. Yes. Too bad you lost that.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's okay because I went back to the Clothes Mentor again. I didn't tell my husband, crap, he's going to hear this. I found a pair of Coach sunglasses that I paid $60 for as well, and they retailed for $250. So I got a really good deal. Now, those I have not lost yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to having those.
No, you
can't. Well, you know, and those are great deals, Kelly. And you know you can always find a ton of handbags at a secondhand store or a consignment shop. But not all of these designer handbags are going to be a good deal. So there are a few things you need to check. So here are my four tips for checking your handbag before you buy that used designer bag. First, you're going to start with the outside. Look it over. Make sure you don't have any scuffs, any scratches, any stains on the outside that show a lot of wear. Secondly, you want to look at all the hardware. Test the snaps, the buckles, the clasps, that zipper. You want to check the zipper because there's nothing worse than having a handbag that's not going to close for you. And then flip it over because sometimes those little grommets on the bottom, if they're scuffed up, that'll indicate that there's been a lot of wear on that handbag. Third, inspect the handles. You want to look to see, you know how on those leather handles, our oil from our skin or our lotions we put on will wear off on the leather handles? You want to check and make sure there's not been a lot of use there. And then lastly, look inside. see if there are any stains, any rips, tears, ink pen stains, lipstick stains on the inside. Is there a lot of lint inside? If it's in good shape, here's the last thing I do. We all have a smartphone, right? Google that bag, see what the retail value is. So I recently found a Coach bag, perfect condition, looked like it had barely been used. I Googled it on my phone while I was still in the store. Retail price was $358.
What'd you pay?
You ready?
Yeah.
$130.
Okay, Belle, I got you beat.
It was fantastic.
Because I bought three Coach wallets from that same store, and they retail for about, I think, like $200 or so usually. There were different sizes. I bought a white one. I bought one that matched a handbag that I had. Guess how much I paid for my wallets?
$100.
$18 a piece.
Get out. All right, diva of the day.
Okay, that's me. Thank you. I get to wear the crown this week. Okay, something else I bought. I know it's summertime now, but I think it was probably in February or March, and I went to the Clothes Mentor again, and I found this leather jacket. So it was like car length, you know, short.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, well, you know, how much is this going to be? Because, you know, leather jackets aren't cheap. But I thought, well, I'll take a look at it. So here's some of the things I looked at. I looked at the cuffs and the collar to make sure they weren't worn, because you know how leather can wear.
Right. That's where you're going to see the wear.
Right. Mm-hmm. Perfectly fine. Then I looked that the button holes were like tight, which means it had been put on an awful lot. And the last thing is I kind of held it up and looked to see that there weren't any scratches on the leather itself. And then, okay, this is going to sound really gross, but then I looked at the armpits.
Did you look at the armpits? Did you smell it?
I didn't smell it, but I looked at it for discoloration because, you know what, that meant it was worn. Okay, I guessed that the leather coats, because I've had them before, were probably anywhere from like $300 to $350.
Yeah, usually.
Okay, guess what I paid? This one was real. Okay, I get the diva of the day deal again. I paid $30.
Are you kidding?
No. Yes, I paid $30. So I get the diva deal again.
Yeah, well, with a little bit of due diligence, you can score some wonderful designer accessories by just shopping at the thrift stores, the consignment stores, the secondhand stores, and you get them for a fraction of a cost.
I know. And also, when you go to places like the Clothes Mentor, remember, they have everything. They've got jewelry. They've got shoes. I did get a pair of Coach shoes for $22, too. So I think we're giving Clothes Mentor a really great plug today.
I think so.
Okay. Well, I want to go shop some more. How about you?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says, high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because one minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.